This is St. Louis Public Radio. A 12-year-old Florissant girl turned her passion for baking into a business. As St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson reports, she wants to inspire other kids to be their own boss.
Tamia Coleman Hawkins is making a batch of her signature homemade chocolate chip cookies. Her recipe has all the classic ingredients like flour, sugar, and lots of butter. But she's keeping her recipe under wraps.
Gotta keep that to myself.
Tamia is the founder and CEO of Mia's Treats Delight. She makes a mix of sweet treats, like cupcakes, brownies, and an assortment of cookies for her customers. Tamia has been baking since she was 4 and started her business when she was 8.
My mom has always been telling me to be my own boss and own my own business when I became an adult.
Tamia says she made the step to start her own business after taking an economics class in the 3rd grade.
I walked up to my mom that night and told her that I didn't want to wait until I was an adult to start my own business, and I wanted to start it then.
Her mom, Tamisha Hawkins, was eager to support her. And she says that's because the idea of being an entrepreneur was never suggested to her as a kid.
It was go to school, graduate, get a job, retire. That's what I thought life was. So when she came to me, of course, you know, I didn't want to tell her, you know, no, you're too young, because I had always told her, you can do whatever you put your mind to.
Tamia buys all of her ingredients with the money she makes, and she and her mom deliver the treats to her customers. She says kids should not let their age stop them from pursuing their dreams.
Because usually it's just, these are the careers that you can do, and all of them are just jobs that are controlled by other people. That's never entrepreneurship. So I say, you're a kid, you can do it, don't wait.
Tamia says her next move is to work from a commercial kitchen and eventually for Mia's Treats Delight to have its own brick and mortar location. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.